You're listening to Paul Miller on News Talk and Sports, 1380 WPHM.
All right, time for a little weekly getaway with Deanne Coleman from St. Clair Travel. Deanne, good morning. We're going to talk a little bit about getting out of town for a couple of days.
Yeah, you know, everybody's, this time of year, everybody's getting a little restless. Yeah. They want to get away, but they can't make that whole seven-day jaunt.
We've all kind of got spring fever because we keep thinking it's going to get here. And then yesterday, it felt like we were still stuck in January.
We see the grass. We see the snow. We see the grass. We see the snow.
Yeah. Yeah. Take me away.
So that was one of my thoughts this morning was, you know what? Let's get away for a weekend. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a big expensive trip. It can be just a getaway to, heck, you can go to Alpena, Michigan, or
there you go,
Traverse City, or somewhere like that. But I think some of the things that people want to hear about is just kind of going a little bit warm.
Yep.
Not so cold. Maybe not Boston right now.
No, gosh, no. The third nor'easter in 2 weeks there.
Oh, my gosh, I know. When I say getaway weekends, it could be a couple. It could be your family. It can be bachelor parties. You know, we really handle all of those types of trips. And just friends getting away, grandparents want to take their grandkids somewhere. But, you know, some of the cities that we do a lot more of is obviously Nashville. Everyone loves Nashville.
That is really hot these days.
It is. It is one destination where if I don't sell it once a week or once a month, I mean, I think that, the country music just isn't advertising enough.
In a way, it's kind of like Las Vegas without the gambling. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Such a nightlife.
And speaking of like Vegas even, you know, the nightlife, I sell a lot of Vegas for people that don't even gamble.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many shows out there. There's so many things for kids.
Yeah.
You know, it really is, it's an inexpensive getaway weekend because the hotels are so reasonable and there's so many of them.
Yeah, and great restaurants.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a foodie. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of wine fests. There's a lot of that going on. And,
yeah,
and you know, these hotels just keep growing. The Monte Carlo, which everyone might be aware of, is now becoming a different hotel, but high end.
Yeah.
And what it is they're going to be opening up a bunch of things right in that area. So that hotel is really going to become a hot spot.
Well, you know, when the NHL expanded into,
yes,
Las Vegas, I thought, what a great idea, because everybody is going to want to go see their team play in Las Vegas. And so, you know, people from Detroit, you know, a couple of times a year, you can have an opportunity to go to Las Vegas to watch the Red Wings play there. And same with Toronto and Boston, and any other city that has a hockey team.
It's funny that you said that. I was at the Las Vegas versus Detroit Red Wings game last Thursday.
Yeah.
And we lost. But I was there with the Las Vegas Tourism Board, and they said they have got a great hockey team right now. They got a lot of people. I don't know how all the logistics worked on that, but they said it is really being a draw. So if anybody knows of, like, maybe not this season, but next season, knows the schedule, you know, let's plan a weekend. You've got a friends and family discount. You can stay at the hotels right there at the stadium.
Yeah.
They have two beautiful, they're getting a football team too. The Oakland Raiders are moving to Vegas in like 2020. So right now they just built this hockey stadium and now they're going to be building this football stadium. It's really going to be beautiful.
They never seem to run out of real estate in Las Vegas, do they?
You know what? But the funny thing is when you're on the Strip, there's still dirt there.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. Amazing.
I know. So I think it was a good move, and I think that is a great idea, for a weekend again. You know, I have a group of men, there's probably six or eight of them, that follow the Tigers around.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a group of 10 guys that follow the football team around the Lions.
Yeah.
So every year they go to a different spot. So we do that, and we have connections with hotels and air discounts. So if you want to go to Vegas and do that, then what a great thing to do.
There you go. What are some other cities that you might want to get away for the weekend to?
You know, the funny thing about getting away is that you just want to find a quick jaunt flight.
Yeah.
So like New Orleans from Detroit's an hour and a half. New York City is an hour and 15 minutes. Chicago, Myrtle Beach. You know, I'm talking some beach destinations, just some shopping destinations, some foodie destinations. You know, there's so many spots from Michigan, the Delta goes nonstop.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, when you're talking about a weekend getaway, a lot of times people think, well, I need to take Friday or Monday. You don't even necessarily need to take time off. You know, go after work on Friday, fly out, enjoy a couple of days, and fly back on Sunday.
You know, that's the thing. You can go Friday night, and a lot of flights out of Detroit on Delta do go in the evening, 6 to 8 o'clock at night, and then come home in the afternoon. Yeah. My daughter flies home from New York City all the time, comes home Friday night after work, goes back Sunday night. And, you know, she gets what she wants to do here done in 2 days. So why not opposite?
Well, I'll tell you, a getaway like that can really make a difference in your mental health, can it?
Yes. You know, I just went to Atlanta overnight last week. And just to be in, it did rain while I was there, but to be in that different climate, different atmosphere, you know, and it was sunny a little bit of the time. But I'll tell you, it really just rejuvenated that everyday, you know,
just to get
here we go again. It's a Monday. Let's start it over. So,
well, and if so, if you're looking at maybe booking a weekend, whether it's in the near term or the, you know, sometime a few months from now, you can do that with St. Clair Travel. Right?
Yeah, just give us a call at St. Clair Travel and we can help you with that, whether you fly or drive. I mean, we can find you some hotels, but give us a call at 810-329-7163.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Deanne.